You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz on demand.
This is embarrassing, but I'm only bringing it up because I feel like it happens to a lot of people.
It's happened to me.
It has. Okay, it's The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico. We're talking about epic fails when it comes to online shopping.
All right, what happened to you?
You know, I told you I needed a washer and dryer. I'd never bought one before.
Right.
Okay? So I was looking online. People said, go to Costco, go to, Best Buy. They have Sears.
Right.
So I went to a place that was online.
Okay.
All right. I'm not good with measurements, but I just assumed that all washers and dryers were the regular size.
Oh, there's very different sizes.
I know. We have these giant spaceship looking machines in our laundry room. We have to go around. I'll post a picture of it at Nina D online. I'll put it up on my Instagram. You got to open the door and kind of walk around the dryer.
These things are hilariously big. And where you have them, can you even get out your back door?
That's what I'm saying. It's too hard.
It's blocking the doorway.
But what do? We sign all the paperwork. I want to hear about your epic fail, Nico. And then if anybody else has a shopping epic fail. So I told you about my epic shopping fail. Ordered a washer and dryer online, and it is way too big for our home. This is for industrial.
Yeah.
That's the size of it.
It's built for giants.
It's my fault. I did not follow instructions I didn't measure. Okay. You have an epic fail though, right, Nico?
Yeah. I lived in New York City. I traveled back and forth from New York City to Detroit a lot. And I also worked overnights on the radio. So I was half asleep. It was probably 5 o'clock in the morning. Haven't been up since 11 o'clock the day before. And I booked my plane tickets backwards. So my departure from New York City to Detroit was booked Detroit to New York City.
Yeah, that's not
And gonna... this was during the holidays. And I didn't find it out until I actually went to the airport.
No!
And I was like, I'm ready to check in for my flight to Detroit. She's like, there's a flight that's landing from Detroit at this time.
Okay, that counts. That counts as an online shopping fail. Epic fail. 602-260-1079. What you got?
Shannon in Levine, what's your story with an epic online shopping fail?
So we recently bought a home.
Okay.
And I didn't like the refrigerator. So we had shopped around, and at Sears, they had a really nice refrigerator.
Okay.
So my wife and I went and bought it. Well, it fit through my front door, but did not fit into the kitchen door.
Ooh.
So now it's sitting in my living room.
No! Oh, no.
What do you do? You got to rip down a wall.
I know. Or make the doorway bigger. But if I make the doorway bigger, then it'll just fit the refrigerator.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a shopping fail right there. Welcome to the club.
I know.
All right. Word of advice to anybody buying appliances, make sure it
measure.
Fits through all the doorways and make sure it fits in your home.
Definitely.
Jamie from Scottsdale, what kind of online epic fail did you have?
Oh my gosh. So I bought a Christmas present online,
mm-hmm.
and it was a desk for my daughter, and it came, and it was in a big box, and I thought, well, I'm not going to open it and put it together until Christmas Eve because she's sleeping. And so Christmas Eve, we pull it out, and my husband's like, did you measure? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And he goes, this is for a toddler.
Oh!
And I thought I was getting a really great deal because it was like $100, and it was like, and it's Christmas Eve. Like, this was her big gift.
Oh, no.
It was her little gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we put a big bow on it, and we told her it was her baby doll.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Way to put
treasure.
A nice little spin
Always
on it.
Oh, Mom.
Hey, Lori and Mesa, what's your story about epic online shopping fails?
I ordered a ring with my kids' birthstone in it off of the Wish app.
Uh-huh. The Wish app is hit or miss, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a total miss.
What did you get?
Okay, what
did they send you?
I had to go and have them cut it off at the emergency room.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It fit the night before, and then I woke up the next morning, and my finger was swollen, and I couldn't get it off.
Oh, my
See?
God.
See? Okay, no.
That's
I tried soap. I tried butter. I tried oil.
Oh, my
That would work.
Oh,
okay,
man.
See? Never again.
That is an online shopping fail right there, Lori. I'm sorry.
If you end up at the hospital, that's an online shopping fail for sure.
Yeah. Like, needless to say, they let me take the ring home, so I still have the ring, you know. I just can't ever wear it, not even put it on a necklace, so. But I still have the ring.
Well, Lori, at least you still have the ring to remember your children by and not the amputation of your finger.
You're right.
And Nico, you know, I posted the picture of the giant washer and dryer that I bought online and didn't measure.
Right.
There's a comment that says, I have this same washer. I can't even reach in to get the clothes at the bottom. That's how big it is. I'm telling you. Online shopping fails.
Michelle in Glendale, what happened to you?
So I bought a bathing suit online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And first off, I waited forever for it to come. Thought it was never going to come. It finally comes. And when I looked at the picture online, it had full front coverage, full back coverage. When I put the bathing suit on, because I was so excited, ran in, put it on, it covered bare minimum in the front and all cheeks in the back.
Oh.
Never bought a bathing suit online since then.
Yeah, see, it's like, how do you measure? Sometimes the sizes are from like other countries.
Right.
So they say get a large if you're a small because of the sizing. It's just kind of
And then it'll describe the model. It'll say this model was 5'10 and 101 pounds. Like, and she's wearing a triple 000.
Yeah, it's tough. But I'm sorry your butt cheeks were out.
Yeah, I never wore it.
Okay.
Come on, girl. Show a little butt cheek.
It's Arizona.
Come on.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
The new Camel at 107.9.
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.